60 years ago, Pacific Raceways opened near Kent to take teen drag racing off neighborhood streets. It quickly grew into a renowned race car venue. In its glory days, it was renamed Seattle International Raceways and hosted several nationally sanctioned road race events every year.
The road course, however, has fallen into disrepair over the years and necessitates some pretty aggressive safety improvements to reacquire national sanctioning.
That's the racetrack's president, Jason Fiorito, who says the track now hosts just one nationally sanctioned race a year. He wants three more, plus a shopping area the size of a mall around it to generate extra income.
So we're really talking about north of $100 million.
With that investment, he says he'd bring 1,000 new jobs to the area and millions in new spending. But the facility is located in a rural area. It's already encroaching on protected wetlands and the Seuss Creek watershed, which is prime habitat for salmon and other sensitive species. A group of concerned neighbors wants to stop the expansion.
In terms of order of magnitude and operations, you're going from a high school ballpark to building now Safeco Field.
That's Jeff Goudat, who lives about a mile from the track. He and other members of the group admit they don't like the noise and traffic from the races, but insist this is not just a NIMBY issue, because the county has created special legislation to facilitate the track's expansion. They say it would take the teeth out of the environmental impact statements in the name of streamlining. Environmental consultant Greg Wingard says it sets a dangerous precedent because it's been labeled a demonstration project.
So the implication here is that similar impacts would be available to other developers in the rural area of King County.
King County Councilmember Pete von Reichbauer, who sponsored the legislation, insists the proposal will enhance public involvement. But he says developers need a more predictable environmental process.
We're losing jobs to South Snohomish County and to Pierce County.
The legislation passed out of committee last week. Proponents now have 30 days to fine-tune it before a vote by the full council could make it law. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.